Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5. Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
All right, let's talk about something going on YouTube that's sort of sweeping the nation. I feel like that's a pretty hyperbolic term, but we're going to go with it. So YouTube, they're saying, is the main reason that conspiracy theories have gotten so big. Because most people that believe in conspiracy theories get their information from YouTube. And apparently, researchers talked to a bunch of people at the Flat Earther Convention.
There is a convention for this mess?
Actually, there's two. Two Flat Earther conventions.
Wow.
And all of them got involved because of videos that they saw on YouTube. So I'm just wondering if suddenly YouTube is, like, between YouTube and Wikipedia, which we both know anybody can put anything on there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's where most people, between that, YouTube, and Facebook, like, people are not getting actual information anymore.
Okay, but Holly, though, before you throw stones, you and I were unemployed a few years ago.
Yes.
For 6 months.
Yes.
You went down a rabbit hole of conspiracy theories.
I did.
And where did you read and watch videos about most of these things?
I watched it from YouTube.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Where else do you get information about things like this? Although, I went to some websites.
Oh.
I didn't just YouTube. I Googled.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, that makes it official.
I mean, it does, because the people that signed their names on this website have backed it up with their credentials.
Okay, so how do you make the difference between a conspiracy theory and someone who's just pulling stuff out of nowhere?
I don't know. I think that's the problem.
Right.
Because it looks the same. And especially if someone is very confident in that, like, okay, well, the earth is flat and here's why. I think they're just people. You know what we're missing in this day and age, if you will?
Mm-hmm.
People are like, okay, anything is possible, and we don't know what the truth is anymore.
Mm.
So
where does that leave us?
I think that's the problem.
Well,
like,
now
we're
I'm
open
scared.
For like an artificial intelligence invasion, basically.
It's
because
coming.
We don't know what the truth is anymore. That reminds me. Producer Ryan sharing all this stuff in our group chat yesterday. Ryan, tell us about it. Tell me what you found.
Quickly, Ryan.
I found this website called thispersondoesnotexist.com.
Okay.
And basically, from what I understand, it's just an AI generator of, like, a bunch of different facial recognitions.
So what does that mean?
I'm not sure where it pulls the features from. It puts together a face,
yeah,
like a person's picture, but it doesn't exist.
Like,
it's
that
like
person.
A real person. It looks like a picture of a person. It doesn't exist, though.
So, for instance, when you upload a picture to Facebook or Instagram and it automatically tags Holly O'Connor, Scotty the Body.
Right.
So what this website does, what thesepeopledon'texist.com, it takes what, and this is just, you know, what we think they do, the facial recognitions that social media takes to be able to tag you, and they smash them together to create a new person.
Right. So if that picture was uploaded on Facebook, it would never be recognized as, like, well, maybe the features would, but that person isn't a real person. It's just,
and you'll refresh and it'll never be the same person.
Oh, and so it's freaky.
thesepeopledon'texist.com.
thispersondoesnotexist.com.
All right.
God,
well,
that's so weird.
I have taken the liberty of finding funny ones and posting them in the group chat as responses to your text messages.
Yeah. So. Now, Ryan, the only response we get from Ryan is some random other person that doesn't exist.
let's put a gallery of these people on the Miguel and Holly Instagram.
I feel like this stems from the same place, though.
No, it does.
It's all sort of connected in, like, we don't know what the truth is anymore.
This is where we are. I mean, remember a couple of weeks ago, there was a story, it was the video of Jennifer Lawrence giving an acceptance speech, but they had the face of
Steve Buscemi.
Yes, and it looked real.
It did.
Even though it was freaky,
it
but
was like
it looked
a hybrid
real.
Person, but yes. It was not real.
So you listen, at the end of the day, this is what it comes down to, and especially as we're getting closer to the presidential election,
oof.
You got to go to direct news sources that you know are reputable.
Right.
And even then, you got to like wait a day or two before stuff happens, before you take that as truth.
Yeah, it's tough.
This is where we are right now.
I just wanted to put that. Now I feel stressed out. Okay, and speaking of that, also a new study found you can fool a lot of people with a basic disguise, like a wig, glasses, or different makeup.
I want to try this.
Please,
I want you
to put on like one of those big fake noses with the glasses.
and the mustache.
And the mustache and be like, oh, I don't know who this is. But seriously, people change their hairstyle and no one, like, I think 50% of people couldn't recognize as the same person.
Most people are not paying attention because we're all in our own world.
Yeah.
And so if you truly wanted to get away with being a different person for a couple hours or maybe eavesdrop on someone, put on a wig and most people won't realize that wig does not look real.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Well, thanks, Holly, for giving me all the conspiracy theories on a Tuesday morning.
That's what I do on a Tuesday.
I'm afraid. All right, it is 7:35. Now, when a mutual friend takes their time to introduce you to someone, you think things are finally turning around for you in the dating world because they know you and they know this other person.
Right.
Well, when the date goes a little bit awry and you're like, it's all right, we have a mutual friend, you're going to talk to me. Well, that's not happening for Todd. He hasn't heard from Jess after they were set up through a mutual friend, went on a date. We got to help him figure out what happened with Blown Off at 7:45.